Han nodded. It was, really, all he could have expected out of this meeting.
One other thing, Dravis. Who exactly is the big fish in the pond now that Jabba's gone?
Dravis eyed him thoughtfully. Well, I guess it's not really a secret, he decided. Mind you, there aren't any really official numbers. But if I were betting, I'd put my money on Talon Card.
Han frowned. He'd heard of Card, of course, but never with any hint that his organization was even in the top 10, let alone the one on top. Either Dravis was wrong, or Card was the type who believed in keeping a low profile.
Where can I find him?
Dravis smiled slyly.
You'd like to know that, wouldn't you? Maybe someday I'll tell you.
Dravis.
Gotta go. See you around, Chewie.
He started to turn, paused.
Oh, by the way, you might tell your pal over there that he's gotta be the worst excuse for a backup man I've ever seen. Just thought you'd like to know.
With another grin, he turned again and headed back into the crowd. Han grimaced as he watched him go. Still, at least Dravis had been willing to turn his back on them as he left. Some of the other smugglers he'd contacted hadn't even trusted him that far. Progress, sort of. Beside him, Chewbacca growled something derogatory.
Well, what do you expect with Admiral Ackbar sitting on the council?
Han shrugged.
The Calamarians were death on smugglers even before the war, and everyone knows it. Don't worry. They'll come around. Some of them, anyway. Dravis can blather all he wants about profit and excitement, but you offer them secure maintenance facilities, no Jabba-style skimming, and no one shooting at them, and they'll get interested. Come on, let's get going.
He slid out of the booth and headed for the cantina and the exit just visible beyond it. Halfway across, he stopped at one of the other booths and looked down at its lone occupant.
I've got a message for you, he announced. I'm supposed to tell you that you're the worst excuse for a backup man that Dravis has ever seen.
Wedge Antilles grinned up at him as he slid out from behind the table.
I thought that was the whole idea,
he said, running his fingers through his black hair.
Yeah, but Dravis didn't.
Though privately, Han would be the first to admit that Dravis had a point. As far as he was concerned, the only times Wedge didn't stick out like a lump on plate glass was when he was sitting in the cockpit of an X-Wing, blasting TIE fighters into dust.
So where's Paige anyway?
He asked, glancing around.
Right here, sir, a quiet voice said at his shoulder.
Han turned. Beside them had appeared a medium-height, medium-build, totally nondescript-looking man. The kind of man no one would really notice. The kind who could blend invisibly into almost any surroundings. Which had, again, been the whole idea.
You see anything suspicious?
Han asked him. Paige shook his head.
No backup troops, no weapons other than his blaster. This guy must have genuinely trusted you.
Yeah, progress.
Han took one last look around.
Let's get going. We're gonna be late enough back to Coruscant as it is. And I want to swing through the Obroa sky system on the way.
That missing Ilo Min task force?
Wedge asked.
Yeah,
Han said grimly.
I want to see if they've figured out what happened to it yet. And if we're lucky, maybe get some idea of who did it to him.